Sorry.
Very good. Thank you. We will need that here in a little bit. So that was item number 6. It is approved now. And Tom, as you mentioned, it will be open now for public comment, and it will be addressed again in October when we're in Deadwood.
Correct.
Very good. We're going to continue down our agenda, number 7, Hunt for Habitat, and Director Kirschman will remain with us. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So this is item number 7 on your agenda. And the Hunt for Habitat, again, remember, is the, I'll say, the raffle opportunity that we have provided for the last 5 years. And if you turn to the back page, or the back side of your action sheet there, 2019 was the first year where we started the Hunt for Habitat. This was initiated as an opportunity to raise funds for Habitat and Access for a lot of the projects that we've been talking about here as well. This is something that is carried out in similar manners in other states across the country, in particular Western states, where they offer up some unique hunts, some neat opportunities. It allows many individuals to participate, and quite honestly, in some cases, the chances of drawing this might be better than some of your other lottery drawings that take place, depending on what species you might be seeking out. But you can see this began in 2019, and through this year, the first couple of 2-3 years were quite strong, anywhere between that $320,000 to $390,000 revenue generated. 2022 dropped down below $200,000, this last year about $245,000. As we've been looking at this, again, this is one of those opportunities where we can allow many individuals to participate. It provides a unique opportunity to potentially draw something that could be almost like a hunt of a lifetime in a certain situation. But from the department standpoint, it also provides an opportunity to raise revenue without looking at license fees or something else associated with that. That goes directly back into habitat type projects. These dollars we have been using to do habitat enhancements on our game production areas across the state. Providing some additional access opportunities, so again, fits right into the priority of our agency. So as we look back over the last 5 years, and for those of us that have been around raffles and fundraisers and all those things, I think it's very safe to say that we all understand that you do something that works really good for a while, you come to a point where you have to hit the refresh button and take a little look at it and go, so how do we do a little mix up here that might make it a little more enticing, again, a little more incentivizing for individuals to support and participate in that. So hence, commissioners, why you have the action sheet in front of you today. As we looked at Hunt for Habitat over the last 5 years, we believe that we have some opportunities here to, again, hit the reset button, maybe freshen it up just a little bit. So what I would offer to you is on the back side of that page, look at that top short graph there, and gives a comparison to what the current Hunt for Habitat packages are and what we're proposing in front of you today. One quick key that I will mention, when we wanted to implement the Hunt for Habitat, we did go to the state legislature to get the authority to run this type of fundraising opportunity called Hunt for Habitat. And in state statute, it gave the opportunity to use up to 10 big game licenses to create and do the Hunt for Habitat raffles that we use right now. So those first 5 years, what we did is we had one trophy bison raffle item, and then we had three other packages that included an antelope, a deer, and an elk in one package. So a total of 4 individual winners from those 10 licenses. In that particular structure. What we recognize in learning and visiting with folks, we believe that, number one, the antelope is probably not the premier draw. Certainly people enjoy antelope hunting, and there are trophy antelope out there, and it's a wonderful experience. But what folks are really interested in, obviously, are elk and deer hunting opportunities. So what we put together is a consideration of revamping those packages a little bit. Number one, retain the trophy bison. That has gone over very well. There is interest out there for folks to go on a bison hunt. We would recommend to remove the three-tag package, if I may, that included the antelope, deer, and elk, and instead provide two packages that would each have one deer license. Obviously, we would use an any deer, but could most likely be sold as a premier mule deer hunt, for example, or a premier whitetail hunt, whatever it might be. So there'd be two of them that would have an individual deer tag. And then there would be three packages that would be or consist of a deer tag and an elk tag. And that would use a total of 9 different big game tags. Again, elk and deer seem to be the real draw, the real high interest from individuals. Then from those packages, the deer and elk combined packages, we would still entertain the same way that these other Hunt for Habitat packages have worked. Those would be available for residents, non-residents, but there would be a maximum of one of those three packages that could go to a non-resident, and they would still have that opportunity to use it over that 2-year time frame. And then the two deer would also be available to residents and non-residents to purchase those opportunities to win that type of hunt. So we believe that by freshening it up, redoing the packages a little bit, this would actually be offering 2 more packages available, so we'd increase the number of winners that would be available out there. Some unique hunting opportunities. We are reviewing and looking at some other type raffles that other states use, in particular in the western United States, and see if there's some other nuances or intricacies that we could include in some of these packages to make them even more appealing. But we believe by adding 2 more options and providing these additional package that we can generate more funds. Again, that would go directly to habitat and access opportunities, in particular on public lands across the state of South Dakota. So Madam Chair, I'll turn it back over to you and try to answer any questions you may have, and would ask for your favorable support of moving this proposal forward, as this would actually require rule promulgation steps.
Sure. Any questions for Director Kirschman on the proposal before us? Any comments at this time? Director Kirschman, could you just say again, if we do move this forward and it is completely approved and finalized, it will begin in 2024?
That is correct, Madam Chair. We would ask for you to finalize it October so we can finish the rule promulgation process, and that we can have it in place starting right after the first of the year to start selling those hunting packages.
And then could you just say again, I know you talked about removing the antelope as one of the big game. Can you just say why, again, you decided to do that?
Certainly there's a high level of interest for antelope hunting, but when it comes to the opportunity for purchasing the chance to win one of these packages, we know that deer and elk are the primary draws that really garner the interest of individuals to go out there to do that big game hunting. And so that's why we dropped the antelope from the combined package, just went with the deer and elk. But then in substitute, we added 2 deer packages that would be a single deer license available. So again, going from 4 to 6, but just knowing that deer and elk are the primary attractants for probably or incentive for somebody to participate in the hunt for habitat.
Very good, thank you. If we have no questions or comments at this time, we do need a proposal, or I'm sorry, we need a motion and a second on the proposal before us.
Move to approve.
Move to approve by Commissioner Whitmire.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bartling. All those in favor of approving, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed. It is approved. Thank you, sir. And it too will be open for public comment, and we will take those and look at it again at our Deadwood meeting October 5th and 6th.